Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Amen. We're talking about the message. There's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the message on today. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the book of St. John 16:23. Let's see what the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen.
And in that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
Amen. Praise our God. Now, the reason why they didn't have to ask the Father anything, because Jesus was with them. But when Jesus was taken away, then they can talk to the Father and ask the Father through Jesus, because Jesus will be taken away. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, praise our God. If you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, the Lord said he will give it to you. That's the reason why I love to pray in the name above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Because in that name, the power of God can work. Amen. People can be healed. Souls can be delivered and set free because there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Power in that name. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Praise the Lord. Amen. But truly, truly, I say unto you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. And until now you have asked nothing in my name, but ask and you shall receive. Amen. I'm telling you that your joy might be full. Letting you know, praise our God, amen, we can talk to the Father through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Jesus is our mediator between God and man. He's the one that can intercede for us. He is the high priest. Amen. That can reach the Father. Glory to God. Amen. Praise our God. What is that?
Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy might be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father.
Amen. I'm telling you, letting you know, praise our God, amen. Praise the Lord. We can talk to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. We can talk to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to go through Jesus. That's why Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. We must go through Jesus to get to God. Amen. We must go through Jesus. There's no other way. We got to go through Jesus to get to God. Amen. Now, the devil knows that. That's why the devil helps people doing other things, going other places. amen, worshiping other things. But, amen, we need to look to Jesus, because he's the one that can get us to the Father. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when we go through Jesus, then we can get a connection with God.
Amen.
Jesus come to clean us up. He come to wash us in the blood. He come to root out the old Adam nature of sin. Place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth being born again. Jesus will put that new life in us. Cause us to be free from sin. So we can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and that with fire on the inside. I want to let you know, the Holy Ghost only comes on Jesus. You can't receive the Holy Ghost no other way but through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the reason why it's important to go through the blood. People are talking about being baptized in Jesus' name. Jesus' name is not in the Jordan River. Jesus' name is at Calvary. That's where he shed his blood at. His blood that he shed at Calvary. We need to go to Calvary and let the blood of Jesus wash you and clean you up. Because Jesus did not shed blood in the Jordan River. He gave up the Jordan River. When you get baptized in water, you will come out the water. Go to Calvary. Get that blood bath. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let your name be signed down, written in blood on the Lamb's book of life. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. And when your name be signed down on the Lamb's book of life, you have a seat in the kingdom. There's your reservations. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. And when your name be signed down, then the Holy Ghost comes to seal you up so you can live right. I was telling a sister about the name be signed down in the book of life, and she was throwing in there. Talking about, amen, Lord, amen, your name don't get erased. That's what she said. Amen, but I want to let you know, praise our God, Jesus come to fix it so your name will not get erased because you will live right. You hear me? Amen, because God don't play games erasing and rewriting and erasing and rewriting. He don't do that. When he writes your name in the book of life in blood, that means for your name to be there. You hear me? Therefore, you're not supposed to go back and sin no more. But, amen, you sing that song, "Goodbye, world, I'm gone. Goodbye, world, I'm gone. If the Holy Ghost and fire ever leave me on, goodbye, world, I'm gone." I'm telling you, amen. Anytime you got Christians looking back at the world, that's because their name has not been signed down. That sinful nature is still in their heart. But when Jesus take that sinful nature out, amen, it's goodbye world, I'm gone. Amen. It's time to get your eyes on Jesus. Get your eyes off the things of the world. Because what do it profit a man to gain the whole world and mess around and lose your soul? It's not worth it. You hear me? It's not worth it. Praise God. But you got some people want to be worldly. Amen. You want to go after the world. Praise God. That's because the name hasn't been signed down. But when your Lord writes your name on the Lamb's book of life, fill you with the Holy Ghost, praise God. Amen. You traveling up the King's highway. Amen. On the straight and narrow way. And sing that song, "It's a highway to heaven."
Amen.
None can walk up there but the pure in heart.
It's
a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's highway. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. Got love in your heart. Praise God. Well, you love everybody. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost preserve you and keep you. Praise God. I'm telling you, so glad your name has been signed down, written in the book of life. Praise God. On your way to heaven, feel good on the inside. Amen. That's the power in the name of Jesus to get you ready for heaven. Heal your body and make your body well. Perform miracles so that you can be healed. Amen. That's the power in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, Jesus is our elder brother. He's our high priest. He's the one that can fix it so we can be free. Amen. And have victory and joy like a river in our soul. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because, amen, can't nobody do like Jesus can.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Let us lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. There's power in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, eye disease, whatever it is. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God through Jesus Christ. Lord, open up blind eyes. Unstop deaf ears. Perform miracles. Amen. Glory to God. Lord, amen. Those that's incarcerated, Lord, let the power of God reach them jails and prisons to drive out contrary spirits. Lord, deliver the people and set them free. Lord, fix things for them. Some of them want to get out, want things to turn out in their court cases. But Lord, let your will be done about them court cases. Glory to God. Work things out according to your will. Amen. Because if it work out to your will, things will work all right. Amen. Lord, deliver the people and set them free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Lift your hands up, say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes I am healed. And say, Lord, let your will be done.
Yeah.
And when God's will be done, you can come out on top. Amen. Here come our beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise Sam, the song said, power, power, Lord. We need your power, power, Lord. And the Lord can give you that power to be able to overcome. Like Ella Holmes was saying, in the name of Jesus, in his power to be able to deliver and set free. So if you believe that, you said, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I've been set free. And keep on thinking and keep on praying and keep on seeking him. So you go in higher heights and deeper depths in the Lord. And go behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, as I often say, love, we love you. And we really mean that. But Jesus loves you even more. And like I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. There's nothing too hard for my God to do. And those that are in the free world, we thank you for your prayers, support of our ministry. And you also, the Lord can set you free too. You just call on the name of Jesus and give it to him. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. And pray for Missionary Velvet and our Lord, open up doors that we might be able to get into more jails and prisons. Amen. And Spanish-speaking image right for Spanish material. Jesus loved the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, this is Chaplain Holmes, along with Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.